Think about how you talk to friends. You use facial expressions. You use your hands. You use your voice. All of these things clue your listener in to what you're really saying. You can give the same word about 20 different meanings depending on how you tilt your head or change your tone. When we were kids, my sister Tisa could say the word fine in a way that made my blood run cold. Most of the time, the words that we say to each other aren't quite as important as the way we say them. It's hard to be sarcastic when you're typing, though, or pensive, or soothing. So it's easy to hurt people's feelings, whether you mean to or not, because you can't count on them to know how you mean what you type. Emailing can be even more treacherous than chatting. There are 100 ways to mess up when you're sending notes online. Just ask the guy I know who wrote a really funny, really nasty poem about his boss. The first line was, "Most half-wits have more wits than poor Marty Gorowitz," and sent it to everyone on his mailing list. Too bad he'd forgotten that Marty's best friend was on his mailing list. He's got a different boss now, and he never writes nasty poems on his computer anymore. Or ask me. I once got such a poorly written email from my friend Bob, he'd even signed off, "Wish you were her," that I pointed out all his mistakes and added some funny comments, meaning to forward the email to a mutual friend. Only I hit reply instead of forward and sent it right back to Bob. Fortunately, he had a sense of humor and not a sharp knife. Since the internet is still so new, we're all still taking baby steps on the information superhighway, maybe the best advice for protecting ourselves online is the same stuff our parents told us when we were little. First, don't talk to strangers. Earlier, I mentioned this in regard to people in chat rooms, but they're not the only strangers you have to look out for online. Be very careful about websites that ask you for private information, like your name, address, and phone number. Usually, they ask for that stuff so they can sell it to marketers. That's how your email inbox gets clogged up with spam, how your snail mail box gets jammed with junk mail, and it's how people who call up trying to sell you stuff get your number. I say usually because there are also far more sinister uses for that kind of information, uses I don't want to describe and you don't want to think about. So keep your private stuff private. Second, don't take candy from strangers. It's scary how often email attachments turn out to carry viruses that can destroy your computer. Never download anything unless you know who sent it to you, and even then, it's a good idea to ask them what it is before you open it. Some of the nastiest computer viruses are able to use the email address books of infected computers and send themselves around. So you think you're getting some funny JPEG from a friend, but instead, you're getting a destructive piece of computer code created by some hacker in Berlin. I speak from experience. I have the tech support bills to prove it. Third, play nice. Be really careful not to write unkind things in emails or instant messages unless you're ready for everyone you know to read them, because everyone you know just might. Fourth, take it slow. The best advice in life just keeps coming back. Not too long ago, I bought my first boat. The guy who sold it to me could tell I was intimidated. I'd never driven one before. So he gave me a great piece of advice. Go slow, get into trouble slow. His point was that I couldn't do much damage to my boat or anyone on it if I used basic caution, if I didn't drive really fast in waters I wasn't too familiar with, if I took the time to practice basic stuff like pulling in and out of the slip. Moving slowly isn't always much fun, but it sure beats wrecking the boat or injuring someone because I'm moving faster than I'm comfortable with. That's great advice when it comes to navigating the internet. The second you're unsure how to deal with a person in a chat room or how to respond to an IM, slow down. Give yourself time to think. Sign off, even. It's hard to get into too much trouble for the stuff you don't type. Oh, and one more piece of internet guidance before we move on. If my friend Gary calls and offers you any business advice, listen to him.